Welcome to another edition of Sound Bhakti Pulse. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, fifth chapter, we find Narada's instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam. Narada Muni is a transcendental personality, and he is also the spiritual master of Srila Vyasadeva. Here we have a great opportunity, because Srila Vyasadeva, the literary incarnation of God, is feeling morose. He's done great service, but still he doesn't feel complete. Now he's asking his spiritual master for help. And listening in on this conversation will also help us. Here Narada says, text 32, Etatsam suchitam brahmams tapatraya chikitsitam yadishvare bhagavati karma pramani bhavitam. O Brahmana Vyasadeva, it is decided by the learned that the best remedial measure for removing all troubles and miseries is to dedicate one's activities to the service of the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Chikitsitam in this verse means remedial measures. Now, where does the word remedial come from? It comes from remedy. It's from Latin, remedium. Re means back, also expressing intensive force, plus medere, which means to heal. We need a healing force in this life. In fact, people try to heal their physical bodies through various therapies, herbs, medicines. But how do we heal our inner self? How do we come out of the repetition of birth and death, and all the troubles of the material world, also by remedial measure, chikitsitam, tapatraya chikitsitam. Tapatraya means three kinds of miseries that we encounter in this world, miseries that come to the body and mind, miseries that come from other living entities and from natural forces. They're always at play in our lives. So what is the remedy? To dedicate one's activities to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a remedial process. But it's not mechanical. One has to put oneself in a position in order to receive mercy from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because, ultimately, he's the liberator of all from the material world. His name is Mukunda. We may try in our own way to remedy the anomalies of life, but will always be unsuccessful. The only one who can actually help us fully is Mukunda, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, bhakti, or the process of hearing and chanting about Krishna and serving him through one's daily activities, is the way in which one can receive mercy from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After all, he is the ultimate sanctioning agent of everyone. Not only that, he's all-powerful, he's all-pervading, and he's omniscient. In prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a Vaishnava says, Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dinabando Jagatpate, that Krishna is the ocean of mercy and he is the friend of the poor. So the greatest remedy is to perform devotional service and to pray to Krishna for his mercy. Also, as mentioned in this verse, it's important to engage one's assets in the service of the Supreme Lord. We may have a few assets or we may have many, many assets. It doesn't matter if we don't engage them in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They become a burden in our life. And the more we engage our assets in the service of Krishna, the more they become a joy. And the more we realize that the source of those assets is Krishna, and we're in no anxiety about having and obtaining more and more assets because we know how to use them. Finally, we must hear and chant. Every day is an opportunity to hear and chant about Krishna, beginning from the exact moment that one opens one's eyes in the morning. the Panchratra recommends that as soon as one opens one's eyes and becomes conscious, one should say, Krishna, Krishna, remember the source of our life. Remember that the purpose of our life is to come closer to Krishna with every breath. And every day should start with this realization. In this purport to this verse, 1532, Srila Prabhupada writes, at the very end, the word samshuchitam in this stanza is also significant. One should not think for a moment that the realization of Narada was childish imagination only. It is not like that. It is so realized by the expert and erudite scholars. And that is the real purport of the word samshuchitam. In other words, just as one gets one's remedy from a doctor that's bona fide, you see the diploma on the wall, and you get the referrals from many other people. Similarly, this knowledge is coming from samshuchitam. The process is authorized, and it has been decided upon by great learned personalities. So if one simply takes it, one will heal the wounds of material life. One will come out of any kind of despondency in this world. And ultimately, one will attain the perfection of life by the process of bhakti. Hare Krishna, and thank you for listening to Sound Bhakti Pulse.